Welcome back, SEC Media Days, Birmingham, Alabama. Frank Frangie, Hayes Carline. A pleasure to welcome Nick Chubb from the Georgia Bulldogs. Hey, Nick, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
You having fun?
I am.
Now, did you and we asked Sony about the suit. You know, with the little skinny tie.
Black. Oh, yeah.
He's trying to be styling guy. Did y'all compare or no?
Nah, it's kind of been always like that. He's kind of stylish. I'm kind of just a simple guy.
Hey, what's it been like? A terrible injury that you're probably tired of talking about by now. Are you healthy now? Did you bounce back from it? What's the rehab been like?
Well, I'm healthy. I've been out. I was healthy last year. I mean, I didn't have any injury or anything. I just wasn't kind of 100%. Well, but now, I mean, the rehab is over with. Now I'm just kind of back to my normal thing.
As far as once you get the process, the injury out of your head, what's that process like where you're 100% physically healthy, but you still have to trust it? And how was that process getting past that?
Man, it's been like 2 years ago, but, man, I just remember I think I was nervous in camp, like, before the season started, but it just goes away.
Now, you're obviously tired of talking about it, but 3,000 career yards coming into this year. What is the ideal final year for Nick Chubb at Georgia?
I don't know. I mean, it's hard to say. You never know what's going to happen. It's a long season. But, I mean, you hope for the best. I know I'm working for the best, and if I do have a lot of good yards, that means our team is doing great. So that's what I really care about.
Nick Chubb is with us, Georgia running back. You had a decision to make whether to come out or not. You chose to come back. Why did you choose to come back and play another year, Georgia?
I felt that in my heart it wasn't right for me to leave, and it's kind of something that was on me, on my chest a lot at night. And I thought if I was ready to go, I wouldn't, you know, second guess myself.
Is that a hard process, Nick, to go through it? Is it a long, drawn out process? Take us through it a little bit.
Well, definitely, you know, I think going to your junior season, you hope to leave just because that's kind of the norm. But I think I kind of broke that norm for myself and for a lot of other guys who were questioning themselves, too. And it's a long process. You know, throughout the season, I thought I was coming back. I mean, I thought I was leaving. But the kind of last week kind of came on that I wanted to stay, and that's what I went with.
As you know, everybody's trying to always get better. What will be some things that you'll try and emphasize individually in fall camp before that regular season opener?
Well, going to my senior, I hope I kind of got everything figured out. I'm not really trying to build something on my game, but I can work on catching the ball. I can catch the ball just more naturally.
How important is that to prove to the NFL, the scouts at the next level, that you can do, you know, a little bit of everything, no matter which offense, you know, an NFL team is running?
I mean, I guess it's important, but they'll take if you can play, you can play.
I ask this to everybody who's not Alabama, right?
Okay.
How hard, how important is it to become elite again? And again, right now, Alabama's elite, and everybody else in the whole league's trying to get there, you know. I think you love Georgia. I think you loved Georgia before you ever got there, right? How important is it to see that happen for Georgia, and how does that happen?
It's kind of came into my decision coming back also because I wanted to come to Georgia and, you know, be that dominant team over the years, and it just hasn't happened. So I got one more shot at it, and I think it's important for somebody to take down, you know, Alabama.
What's Kirby Smart like?
He's a great guy. You know, what you see is what he is. But he's very hands-on, and he likes to, you know, be more about action and talking. You know, in practice, he likes actually to coach. So many coaches don't really coach, but he's there for us in every way.
What's the difference with Jacob Eason year one to year two?
Probably just more experience. You know, he's a lot smarter, a lot more experience. Got a season under his belt, and he's also a lot more vocal.
Georgia's had great receivers over the years. I get the impression that this year Georgia has to lean on two great running backs. They got a great quarterback as well. But is there a transition? Are you still confident in the passing game? Will it be more of a running team, do you think?
I think it'd be pretty balanced from my perception. I think, you know, we have Jacob Eason. You have some great wideouts. You kind of have to throw the ball out there. Not to mention, since our running game hopefully will be, and great, we hope it to be, but that'd mean more guys in the box. So maybe we'll play action pass when we need it.
Final thing for you here. Same question to Sony. We're in Jacksonville. There's a game in Jacksonville every year, and it goes back and forth. Georgia wins a bunch of years in a row. Florida wins a bunch of years in a row. It's been a tough game since you've been there. How important is that game, and how important is it to get that turned around, and how do you get it turned around?
I mean, yeah, it's very important. Like you said, past 3 years we've lost, and unfortunately, but I think just win that game, you got to come out, you got to play, because those guys are going to show up no matter what. No matter where their ranking is, good or bad, they're going to play their best and just get the guys going, get the guys motivated, go out there and win that game.
Nick Chubb from the University of Georgia. Nick, good luck this year. Thanks for stopping
by. Thank you all.
Okay. Back in a moment.